The following message was recorded live at Crossroads Church, a grace-centered community in central Alberta.
Hi, good morning, everyone, and welcome. Good to have you here today. You know, Palm Sunday at Crossroads Church has always been a highlight of the year. I don't know if you've been here before, but we often have baptisms, and you know, sometimes we have a lot of baptisms and sometimes not so many, but it doesn't matter. It's just a celebration of what God is doing in people's lives. And this year, we're also having family dedications, families dedicating their children to the Lord. It'll be a great Sunday. You know, last year, as I recall, we were completely shut down. So this is a great opportunity to begin to celebrate together some of the good things that God is doing in our midst. And this is Palm Sunday. So I thought what I would do is just read you from Matthew chapter 1, Matthew's account of the first Palm Sunday. Just make a couple comments on it and try and draw a line between that and what we're doing here today. So from Matthew chapter 21, this is how it goes. It says, as they approached Jerusalem and came to Bethpage on the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them, go to the village ahead of you, and at once you'll find a donkey tied there with her colt by her. Untie them and bring them to me. If anyone says anything to you, tell them that the Lord needs them, and he'll send them right away. This took place to fulfill what was spoken through the prophet. Say to the daughter of Zion, see, your king comes to you gentle and riding on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey. The disciples went and did as Jesus had instructed them. They brought the donkey and the colt, placed their cloaks on them, and Jesus sat on them. Very large crowds spread their cloaks on the road, while others cut branches from the trees and spread them on the road. The crowds that went ahead of him and those that followed shouted, Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. When Jesus entered Jerusalem, the whole city was stirred and asked, who is this? The crowds answered, this is Jesus, the prophet from Nazareth in Galilee. It was Passover. And Passover was a time in Jerusalem where pilgrims came from everywhere and just literally packed the city. And you probably couldn't move in Jerusalem. You probably couldn't get a room to stay. It was just packed full. And at that moment, Jesus decides to come into Jerusalem. You couldn't have picked a more dramatic moment for Jesus to enter Jerusalem than Passover, just full of people. This was the day he was going public. This was the day he was going public, declaring publicly for all the world to see that he was the Messiah. It was an amazing day. You know, at the heart of the event is a question, which was in the text, which I'd like to just ask you to consider. The question is, who is Jesus? The crowds had gathered, and he comes in a donkey, and everybody's asking, who is this man, Jesus? You know that you can't ask a more important question in your life than who is Jesus? It's the most important question anybody could ever ask. The answer is right here. He tells us who he is and how he wants to be who he is. He tells us who he is and how he wants to be who he is. Who is he? Well, according to what Matthew says, he's the king. He's the king. It says, see, your king comes to you. Jesus is the king. He's actually the king of the whole world, but they were just discovering that. And so what the crowds did is they took their cloaks off and they threw them on the road and they cut branches off trees and put them on the roads. That's what you always did when a king came to town. They were demonstrating, publicly declaring that Jesus Christ was king. And not only that, they began to cry out, Hosanna, Hosanna. Hosanna was a word that meant more than just welcome. It was more than praise him. It was actually a word that at its root meant save us, save us. In other words, in our day of trouble, deliver us, help us. We need a deliverer. And that's the kind of king Jesus is. He's a king that comes to save. He's a king that comes to save. Now, they thought it would be a political savior, and one day he will be the king of the whole world. But as the story goes on, they find out a little bit more about him because in the story, Matthew of the Palm Sunday triumphal entrance, Matthew tells us how he wants to be who he is. How does he want to be who he is? Well, he comes on a donkey, which gives you a clue. He's a humble king. He's a humble king. He comes into town on a donkey. It's like this is God on a donkey. This is Emmanuel, right in the center of the city, riding in on a donkey. He's a humble king. And you know, in those days when a king entered town, you could either come on a donkey or on a war horse. Donkeys in our world maybe aren't as, they aren't as exciting. Donkey is kind of looked down on. When you call somebody a donkey or a synonym, that's not a good thing. In the Middle East, though, donkey was an esteemed animal. And a king would come in on a donkey or a war horse. If he came in on a war horse, he was coming for war. If a king came in on a donkey, he was coming for peace. Jesus was making a huge statement that I'm the king that saves, but I'm also the king that comes to bring peace. How does he bring peace? Well, as the story unfolds, about a week later, you find him hanging on a Roman cross. And somewhere in the Bible, it says all of the sins of the whole world were piled on top of Jesus. And he paid our debt in full. He paid it in full. He took our place. And he brought peace, not political peace, but peace between people who receive him as king and God. Peace. That's the most important peace that could ever be established between you and the God that created you. And through the blood that Jesus shed on the cross, he establishes peace with God. And when you accept the kingship of Jesus, you can come into God's presence and say, Father, because there's been a peace that's been established, but also a relationship of sonship, of daughtership. We're children of God. It's an amazing thing. This day, this Palm Sunday, was a defining moment in Jesus' life when he goes public saying, I'm the Messiah. I'm the king that saves. I'm the king that brings peace. I checked it out earlier, but defining moment, it actually, it means a decision or an event that impacts the rest of your life. A decision or an event that impacts the rest of your life. You know, today, in just a couple of minutes, we're going to have some people, and they're going to come up, and they're going to dedicate their children to the Lord. That's a defining moment. That's an event that impacts the rest of their life. They're basically saying, we're following King Jesus, and we want our children to follow King Jesus. And so publicly, we're just like Jesus went public, we're going public with our desire to dedicate our children and our family to the Lord. And we're gonna learn how to walk in the way of the Lord. And then you're going to see people being baptized. And when they're baptized, they go down in water to a tank to my right, and they come right back up. Someone once said to me, if you're a big sinner, you stay down a bit longer, but that wasn't true. You just go down and come back up. But, you know, you when you're baptized, you're publicly identifying with Jesus Christ. You're going public. It's a defining moment. It impacts the rest of your life. You go down just like Jesus went to the grave and was buried. And then as he rose from the dead, it's like our old life dies and we rise back up to live a whole new life following King Jesus. A defining moment. And so we're going to celebrate with these families today. And you know, we're here today and we're witnesses to these events. Witnesses. You know, not just to sit back and say, oh, that was cool, but witnesses to a very significant event are people that say, you know, I was there on that day when you publicly dedicated your children to the Lord. I was there on that day when you declared publicly in baptism that you want to follow Jesus Christ. And as a witness, I have a responsibility to do my part to help you fulfill those promises, those commitments you made. It means we'll pray for them. Means as a church family, we'll support them every way we can, and we'll try and provide for them so that they continue to grow and walk on in the way of the Lord. It's a big deal to be a witness to this. It's like being at a wedding. You know, when you go to a wedding, if you're invited to a wedding, it's not just to give a present. It's actually to be a witness to the main event, which is the vows. And you're saying, when you made those promises before God and before us, I was there and I witnessed that, and I'm for you. And we'll do everything in our power to help you keep. And when you need encouragement, we'll be there. When you need to hang in there, we're going to tell you to hang in there. So you have a big role to play here today. Oh, and one more thing I should add. In these defining moments of our life, God often comes close and speaks a very significant word. If you're dedicating your children to the Lord, ask God to speak into your life today. He will. It's a defining moment. If you're being baptized, expect him to do that. When Jesus was baptized, it says, God said from heaven, "This is my beloved son. I'm well pleased with him." I believe God does that for everybody that's baptized. Just in a personal, real way, lets you know that you belong to him. So I'm just so excited today. The first service was great. I think today, all told, we probably have about 16 people or 16 children being dedicated and maybe about 14 being baptized. It's a great day. It's a day to celebrate. So we'll celebrate with them. I'm going to pray, and the worship team will come back up, and then we'll get right on with it. It'll be a great time as we celebrate children, families, dedicating themselves to the Lord, and people following Jesus in obedience to baptism. Let's pray. Father, today, just we thank you for this day and this great opportunity that we have to celebrate in your presence with people that love you and are not afraid to go public with that, whether it's as a family or as individuals being baptized. And we pray that you'd encourage all of our hearts. You'd challenge us all to ask again the question, who is Jesus? That we might ultimately submit to his kingship in our lives. We pray in his name. Amen.